Blog Talk Radio.
You are here.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another edition, ladies and gentlemen, of Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, with our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful host tonight. Coming up later on, we do have another song coming up, but let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we get started. Please, we got to do that one. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point Global, and we are so excited about being with you tonight. We are so excited about what God is doing through his son, Jesus Christ, and through the power of the Holy Spirit who's with us right now in Jesus' name. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, hey, we're going to give you that number. Hey, we believe in Straight to the Point. We want you to give that number out, 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You guys have been tweeting out Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram all day anyway. Put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, because somebody's going to be blessed. Somebody's going to hear the word tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have our wonderful, wonderful co-host tonight, Elder Hembrick, Samuel Hembrick's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in a little while, so we're excited. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise before we go to the next song. God bless you. Amen. Amen. This is Straight to the Point. God bless you. my heart. To the point, we're dropping Dr. Dolores D. Henderson, our wonderful co-host tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is Elder Samuel Hembrick. You guys, it's time to get to it. Let's go and get to it. Get a Lord a hand cup of praise for the man of God coming on board. Welcome, Brother Hembrick. Welcome.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, God is so good. God is so good tonight, and we're just going to give God praises tonight. We're just going to give God glory tonight. We're just going to magnify the Lord for all he is doing and all that he's going to do. You know, I just want to give honor to God tonight. I want to give honor to first to God who searched in my life. I want to give honor to my wife in her absence tonight. Maybe she might be on the line tonight. I don't know. But I'm going to give honor to her tonight. I'm going to give honor to Dr. Henderson, who gives us this opportunity to praise God, to be on this line every second Monday of each month. And I'm just so grateful that she does give me the opportunity and my wife and I have both the opportunity that we are able to get on here every second Monday of each month. You know, God is just so good, and God is just so worthy to be praised. I want to give praises to both of those authors, Hillsong Worship, and Stephanie. I want to give honor to them. Both of them artists. It was very, one was Hillsong Worship was "You Are My Strength," and Jeffrey's song was "You Are Waymaker." And God is a waymaker. He's a waymaker, and he's our strength. He's not only my strength, but he's all of our strength. He's there in the time of trouble. You know, God will always lead you, and God will always guide you. And I want to give honor also to Elder Vaughn, who's always there, who's always doing such a marvelous job working the broadcast station out, working us out, helping us as we get along, as we make our steps, and because our steps are ordered by the Lord. But we thank God for Elder for being there for us each and every Monday night, not just on this Monday night, but every Monday night he's there. He's there guiding us and helping us along Mary's way. You know, God is good. God is good. I got a word tonight, but I just want to just talk about how good God is tonight. I just want to, because God is just an unknown and all-powerful and willing God. You know, God can do anything but fail. And we just come to lift up his name tonight. Tonight I'll be coming from Isaiah, the 40th chapter tonight. Isaiah, that's the 40th chapter of Isaiah, verses 27 to 31 tonight. I'm going to be reading all five of these verses tonight. Then I'm going to go back and I'm going to talk about them and then see what thus says the Lord. God is in control tonight. I give honor to God tonight. I give glory to him tonight because he's the one that's going to be able to put these words in my mouth. He's the one that's going to be able to speak to me tonight. He's the one that's going to guide me along tonight. So I honor my Father. I honor my God. I honor my Savior because he's so worthy tonight to be praised. I just thank God for everyone who's on the line tonight and everyone that will get on the line a little later on and listen at a later time. We want to thank God for you as well because God is good and God is merciful and God is a loving God. Let us go ahead and get started tonight. I'm going to start at, like I said, I'll do Isaiah, the 40th chapter of Isaiah, verses 27 to 29, to 31. 1. As I said, I'm going to read them, then I'm going to go back over, and we're going to talk about them as I go back over on the second time around. Why said thus, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither wearies? There is no screeching. There's no secreting of his understanding. 29 says, he gives power to the faint, and to them that who has no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31 said, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagle, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Oh God, I just thank God for that word tonight. I just want to say I'm going to use for a subject tonight that I like to use, the glory is in the strength of God. Glory is in the strength of God. My brothers and sisters, as we look at this 27th verse, it said that, why say that, O Jacob, and speaketh to Israel, my ways is hidden from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over my God. You know, understanding is least or whatsoever or greatness of God. And then who think that we can hide things from him. I want to stop right there. We always think that when we do something or we say something that we think that we hide from God. We can't hide from God, my brothers and sisters. God hears everything. God knows everything. God is omnipotent. God is all powerful. God is all knowing. So we can't hide anything from God. No matter what we say or no matter what we do, God hears us when we sing. God hears our voice. God hears us when we speak words of evil. God hears our words when we speak words of good. God hears us when we speak words of sadness. God hears us, my brothers and sisters. God hears us at all times. So we can't run and we can't hide from God because God is always there at all times. In that 28th verse, it says, how you not know, have you heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, is the creator of the earth and the end of the earth? God is the creator. You can't hide from God. You can't run from God. You can't hurry God. My God, you can't hurry God. You got to stay put. You got to stay in the spirit of the living God. You know, God said, you know, you can talk all the talk you want to talk, but if you're not in the word of God, if you don't, you can have all the strength that you want. You can be the strongest man in the world. You can be the strongest woman in the world by lifting weight. But in the physical way, you're strong. But in the mental, in the spiritual way, you got to have the strength of the Lord. Praise him. Glory to God. I mean, you got to have the strength of the Lord because the strength of the Lord will carry you. The strength of the Lord will direct you. The strength of the Lord will take you. My God, hallelujah, glory to his name. You know, God is the heaven and God is the earth. You know, those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We got to stick fast. We got to stay hope. We got to stand fast of God. We got to know God. We got to realize who God is, and God said he is. Because God said that he is those who diligently seek him. My God. You got to seek God at all times. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what. If you're going through family problems, you're going through relationship problems, you're going through job problems, you're going through just problems, just drug problems. You got to go to God and ask God to give you strength to deal with what you're dealing with, to help you to work that situation out, to help you work that drug addiction out, to help you work that addiction out, or help you work that relationship out. Help you work that marriage out. But help you work things out on your job. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, I will give you strength. I will give you strength that nobody else can give you. I will give you that Holy Ghost strength. But if we just have to stretch and believe in God, that we can have the strength that God give us, because God give us that holy strength. God give us that anointing strength. God give us that glorious strength. My brothers and sisters, we just got to stand fast and be fast with God. We got to stand and lean on God's unchanging hand, because God knows everything. God sees everything. God, hallelujah, glory to his name. God is so good. Praise him. My brothers and sisters, we go to the 30th verse. And the 30th verse say, even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young shall utterly fall. See, the young people out here today, my brothers and sisters, they think that they can't fall. Or they think that they can do it all by themselves. But I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, my young people, God, you need Jesus in your life. You can't get to the corner store without having Jesus in your life. You can't get your home together without having Jesus in your life. You can't get your relationship together without having Jesus in your life. You can't get your family matters together without having Jesus in your life. You got to have strength. You got to have that strength. Oh, you can't communicate with your neighbors without having Jesus, the strength of Jesus in your life. You can't get along with your brothers and sisters without having the strength of Jesus in your life. You can't get along with your children without having the strength of Jesus in your life. I'm here to tell you tonight, my brothers and sisters, that I'm talking about strength tonight. I'm talking about the strength that we got. I'm talking about the strength that Jesus gives you. I'm talking about the love that Jesus gives you. There's no other love like Jesus' love. There's no other power like Jesus' power. You can walk. You can talk if you have Jesus' strength. You can obey what he tell you to do. You can do what he tell you to do. You can say what he says for you to do. You can do anything that God tell you to do if you just keep yourself on the straight and narrow path. I know that straight and narrow path, my brothers and sisters, sometimes it gets a little difficult to walk on. Sometimes you fall on the left. Sometimes you fall on the right. But I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you keep the strength of Jesus, you will stay on that straight and narrow path. I mean that narrow path to righteousness, that narrow path to goodness, that narrow path to wealth, that narrow path to love, that narrow path to happiness. Oh, praise him, be the glory to my Father in Jesus Christ, my Savior. God is good tonight. God is worthy tonight to be praised. And God, we just come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight because we're so worthy to be praised. There's somebody on the line tonight. Somebody out there in radio land tonight. You got to get Jesus. You got to call on the name of Jesus. You got to have Jesus as your personal Savior. That's the only way that you're going to barely make it. That's the only way that you're going to get that anointed strength, that you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to the Father. Glory to the Son. Glory to the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I just praise you tonight. And I pray tonight that someone else on this line or who's listening, going to be listening later, oh, God, is going to say, God, I praise you, God. God, I glorify you, God. God, I'm sorry for what I said, God. God, I'm sorry for what I'm doing. See, we can't be going around here being so proud that we can't say ourselves we're not sorry. We got to say we're sorry. We got to say we're sorry so we can have the strength from God, for God to take us to north, south, east, and west. We got to have the Holy Ghost power. We got to have that strength. Oh, God, hallelujah to your name. Oh, praise him. Praise him. The 31st verse says, but they who wait, my God, for they who wait, hallelujah, for they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up, my God. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. Good God from God. Can you see the eagle? Can you imagine eagle fly? How the eagle's wings start flapping and they get higher and higher? My God, like the wings of an eagle. My God, if you keep on that straight and narrow path, and God will give you the strength, my brothers and sisters. Hey, glory to his name. God will give you the strength. Hey. said, glory to his name. The song, that's Isaiah said in the 34th song, if you wait upon the Lord. See, we can't be in a hurry. See, you can't hurry God. It's no matter, you can't hurry God. You can't be in no hurry. God has his own time. You think that God, why didn't you fix this situation with me right now? God said, it ain't my time yet. You can't hurry God to fix your problem. You just got to deal with that problem and keep your mind focused on Jesus. See, that's the thing. We got to keep our mind focused on Jesus. We can't worry about the problem or situation. We got to look up to the hills with coming by help, and our help coming from the Lord. See? Our help coming from the Lord, my brothers and sisters. See, we always got to we got to be aware of that. We got to be alert to that, to our mind. We got to wait on the Lord at all times. Because God is a good God. God is a good God. He's worthy to be praised. He said, renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings of an eagle. They shall not run. See, the race is not given to the swift, but to those who endure. See, you can't be in a hurry. Hey, my God, you can't be in a hurry. You can't hurry, God. You can't hurry this life that we're going through. You got to take your time. Things come at different times. Things come, your situations come at different times. And each time that situation or your direction get off, you just sit back and stand back and say, God, give me strength. God, give me that strength that I need. Like, strength like no other. My God, strength like no other. My God, give me that strength, Lord. That's what the songwriter just say. Give me the strength, Lord, that I need. Strength like no other. Strength that I can reach. I can mount up like a wing, like with eagles, and fly. My God, I can fly because I can fly with that situation. I can fly with that circumstance. I can fly through whatever problems I'm having. I can fly through that addiction that I'm going through. I can be healed from that addiction. I can be delivered from that addiction. My God, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Jesus on the main line. Call him up, folks, and tell him what you want. Verse 31, praise him. It said they should walk. See? See, you can't be running. You can't hurt God. You got to walk. You got to walk this straight path. This pathway to heaven is not a race. It's not a race at all. You just have to go through life as it takes you. You just got to go with it. As you're going through life, as life takes you, that's when you just call on the name of Jesus. You call on Jesus and ask God to direct and order your footsteps. God will order your footsteps, because God will give you the strength to move. Even though your legs might be tired, you might be worn out. You just can't move another step, and you know you got, but you just call on the name of Jesus. You know, when you call on that name of Jesus, my brothers and sisters, it's just something about the name of Jesus. It's Rance Allen's saying, it said it's just something about the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, something when you call Jesus' name, things started moving, people started moving, situations get out the way when you call on Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. He said they should run and not be weary, and they should walk and not faint. See, you're not going to faint if you're walking with Jesus. I remember a song by Donnie Hathaway. Not Donnie Hathaway, I'm sorry. By Donnie McClurkin. He was saying, We fall down, but we get up. See, you're going to fall sometimes, but you just can't stand there and wallow in all that mud because you don't fail. You got to get up out of that mud, brush yourself off, and get back on that straight and narrow path. Get the strength that Jesus has given you. He has given you strength. You got the strength. God has gave you the strength. He died on Calvary for you so you can have strength. All you have to do is just walk in it, but you got to walk slow. You cannot run. You cannot run. You got to walk slow. It said, walk and not be weary. See, If you walk, you're not going to get where, because, you know, you're taking your time getting to where you need to get, getting to your, that executive position that you've been wanting for 20 years. Them books you've been trying to sell for 5 years. That math exam you've been trying to take, you took last summer, and you didn't make it, you failed it. But God is saying that you were walking too fast, that you were trying to rush through that math exam. But God said, if you go back, God said, I'm going to take you back to that same examination, that math exam you had, and this time you're going to walk slow to that math, through that math exam, and you're going to pass it. Praise God. Hallelujah to his name. See, we got to give God glory. We got to give God praise at all times. We cannot slumber nor sleep. Oh, God. We got to be awake at all times, physically as well as mentally and spiritually. So God is a good God. God is a loving God. God is a kind God. God is an all-knowing God. God is an omnipotent God. I don't know about anybody else out there tonight, but I love God. I love God. It ain't the song that says I love God. I love God because I know I love God, and I know what he's done for me. I'm not talking about Murray, I love God. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about the love that I have for God within my heart, and I know what he's done for me, and I know that he saved me. That's the kind of love that I'm talking about. Because God gave me strength to go through whatever the things I went through, the addiction, the homelessness, all this I went through. God took me through all of this because I loved him, and he gave me strength, and I trusted in him, and I believed in him. God is good. God is good. God is worthy to be praised, church. God is worthy to be praised, my brothers and sisters. We've got to lift up the name of Jesus starting right now. We are going through so many different kinds of things we're going through. With the epidemic, we got the COVID. Then we got the court situation, abortion. We got inflation. We got all these things going through right. We're going through right now. But if we just ask God to give us strength to take care of these things, because God said, I will take care. Remember, God said the government lies on his shoulders, not on man's shoulders. It lies on his shoulders. See, so we got to ask God to direct us. Yeah, we got the Congress, we got the House, we got the Senate, we got the Supreme Court, we got all the places. But God said that the government lies on his shoulder. But what we have to do is not try to be so much in a hurry. We just got to sit back as the 31st Isaiah said, verse 31 said, we got to wait on the Lord. Because it's going to come. Everything's going to be all right. But we're just going through right now. David said, yea, do I walk through the valley. He didn't say I was going to stay in the valley. We were going to stay in the valley. He said, yeah, I walk through the valley. Praise him. Glory to God. You know, God is a good God. God is just so worthy to be praised. And I just give God the praises tonight. And I pray that I have said something tonight that help you. God is good, and we're going to get ready to open up the lines. Elder, I'm done. We can open up the lines. I thank God in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen. You better give God some praise for this powerful word and powerful man of God tonight. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise on Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening, that was your voice. If you're just joining us, that was your voice of Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, bringing that word. I know some of y'all got excited about the word because God is who he is, ladies and gentlemen. He is God all by himself. And with that said, we're going to go to Sister Jackie Mays, because she knows our God.
Praise Hey, man, praise the Lord. God bless you, man of God, for that powerful word on tonight. I mean, you went straight on in. Straight on in with that evangelism. You know, you came right out with, we need Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's a matter of a fact. We need Jesus. Everyone needs Jesus. All walks of life need Jesus. You know, and that we can turn to him for everything because he knows everything. He's an all-seeing God and all-knowing God. There is nothing hid from him. Mm-hmm. And we thank God, you know, that we have something that is absolute. That is
Amen.
The only absolute that we have is Jesus. Everything
Amen.
Else could fail, but Jesus won't fail. He
Amen.
Won't fail you, and I thank God for that. And then to get to the conclusion of the matter, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, and you think about waiting. When you were speaking, I was thinking about waiting upon the Lord is serving the Lord. And you may ask, how do we serve the Lord? Through people. We serve people. Because he said, when you've done it to the least one of mine, you have done it unto me. And when we give unto the Lord, there's a releasing that comes back to us of strength. God gives us strength. And we're able to run and we're able to walk. You know, see, things are done in timing. There's times where we can run. There's times where we need to walk. The Bible says there's a time and a season for everything. Amen. So I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Continue
bless
to
you.
Keep praying for me. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to thank you, Evangelist Mays, for coming on tonight. And God bless you and have a smile upon you. And I pray that God will continue to use you and your endeavors that he has things for you to do. And I just pray that you just answer to the calling and just keep following God and just keep lifting his name up in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, Elder Hembrick. Amen. Elder Hembrick, also, too, we'd like to have prayer. We just want to have a prayer request just for people just to slow down a little bit. People just moving too fast. They're moving so fast and not even thinking about what they're getting ready to do. Then they wonder why they did it, you know, that type of thing. So we're talking about the respect for life out there in the world. It just seems like people don't have respect for others' lives today. So if you would pray for those, just slow down, think about what you're getting ready to do, and be able to yield to the sensitivity of humanity, if you will, for lack of a better term. Yes, sir. So thank you so much for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God, we come to you tonight. God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you. We ask you, Lord, that you would bless the people everywhere, Father God. And we ask that you would allow them to slow down and not go faster than you are, God. We ask you, Lord, that you would order their footsteps, oh, Father God, and so they would get directions from you and not from no one else, God. Father God, that they would seek you, Father God. Seek you first, God. And then you will give them all their answers, everything they need and everything they want, God, if they just seek you first, God. God, we ask that you look upon our government, Father God. We ask that you order their footsteps as well, God, and let them seek you first, God, not because it's one party against that party, the other party. It's not because of that, Father God. It all lies on your shoulder, God. So we ask, Lord, that they get themselves together and they come and serve you, God, and know you and accept you as their personal Savior, God. We pray for family members all over the land, Father God. We pray for workers, Father God. We pray for the people that's the street cleaners, God. We pray for the trash men, God. We pray for the people that are less respected, oh God. We pray for the homeless, oh God. God, we pray for these people, God. We pray that, you know, you will continue to use them, God. Continue to guide them and continue to lead them, Father God. Give them the strength, Father God, they need, Father God. Allow them as well to walk slow. Let us walk Father God, effectively, Father God. Let us walk with dignity, Father God. Let us walk with pride. Let us walk with joy. Let us walk with joy, Father God. Let us walk with the love that we have for you in us so that we can give the love that we have within you, that we can give it to our neighbor, to another person, Father God, a person that you're just talking to, either if it's a phone call or even you just meet him on the street, Father God. You just walk up to him and just give him a friendly conversation just to ask them, do they know the Lord, Father God? God, we ask that you would give your people that strength, Father God, as they walking about, not running, but walking about, Father God, walking about seeking you first, God, and loving you and singing songs of praises, Father God, lifting your name up at every opportunity that they get, Father God. Father God, whether they're home, Father God, whether they, you know, not feeling well, whether they're in the hospital, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we want to pray for, Father God, for Pastor John Gray, Father God, who's in the hospital, Father God. We want to pray for his health, oh, Father God. Father God, we want to pray for his family, Father God. We want to pray, Father God, that you continue to keep him in perfect peace, God, as he lay there resting, God, that he'll learn how, Father, that you'll show him how to walk slowly, to speak to you, Father God, to be to uplift your name and not his name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, not only for him, Father God, but we ask for that for all the preachers, Father God, and the pastors, the apostles, the evangelists, the teachers, Father God. We just have us all to walk slow, God, and pay more attention to you and follow you, Father God, not follow our own thoughts, but listen to what you have to say to us, God. And God, I thank you for allowing me to walk slow tonight in this word, God. I thank you for the word tonight. I just thank you that you gave me the words to say, God. That's prayer changes things, and I just pray if you just, Bible said, if you look up to the hills, we're coming, your help, and your help coming from the Lord, God. We're praying tonight for each and every individual tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Hembrick. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Hembrick, we got one more caller here tonight. We got Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, welcome you on with Brother Hembrick tonight. God bless you tonight.
Amen.
Welcome. I'm glad to be.
Amen. You're on with Brother Hembrick, Sister Sarah. God bless you.
Yeah. Go ahead. Amen. Sister Sarah. Lord,
yeah, Brother Hembrick, yeah, she dropped right off for a second, but she'll probably be back. We'll give her a few seconds to see if she can come back on with us. Yeah, for sure. You've been trying to get back on and off. Yeah, praise God.
Praise God.
Brother Hembrick, as we wait, while you wait for Sister Sarah to come back on, if you can, we want to thank you again for this powerful word tonight. We have to be reminded, ladies and gentlemen, God is who he say he is. I just don't get it, ladies and gentlemen. If you just go around the country, if you're in the United States, or even go around where you're at, ladies and gentlemen, and just look up. You got to understand, this doesn't just happen. The universe, the earth, the planet didn't just happen, ladies and gentlemen. All the ecosystems that are working well, all the things that feed us and keep us alive, ladies and gentlemen, the air quality, it just boggles my mind that we've got the most important thing on the planet. We can't even see it.
How about that?
That's only God, ladies and gentlemen. That's amazing how God can do something that's so important to us that you don't even see it. So that's pretty powerful. So God is who he is. He's awesome. We can't even get to the inkling of who God is, ladies and gentlemen. So we just thank God once again for who he is. I really, Sister Sarah is back with us, Brother Elder. Sister Sarah, you back with us? I'll put you back on right now. Sister Sarah, you back on with Elder.
Well, I'm back. I'm thanking the Lord. I'm thanking the Lord that I'm back. I really am thanking, you know, everybody that's on the line, you know, waited for me, and women and men of God that waited for me to get back on the prayer line. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I want to praise the Lord tonight. I'm really we had a thunderstorm here, and it was like light going everywhere. And I just decided to, Lord, I thank you that I'm being still while you do. Because I'm not going to be up moving around and doing this and that. But anyway, I'm thankful to be on the prayer line and thankful to the Lord for everyone around the globe for listening. Anyway, I wanted to pray that because I didn't get a chance to get on a prayer line. I want to pray everybody be careful and pray strength to the Lord for my daughter. She's going to be going to nursing field also. Praying for her, my sister, her family, and everybody that's listening. And I really enjoyed the work tonight that I was able to get in. And may the Lord watch everybody that's tonight on the podcast, everybody around the world. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. You know, God is. God is just, I don't know if she's still on the line or not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God is good, and, you know, and I do pray for, we pray, oh, Father God, for Sister Sarah and her family today, God. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless her and keep her, Father God, in perfect peace with her mind stayed on you, Father God. We thank you for her diligence, Father God, for being on straight to the point each and every Monday night, God. We thank you, God. We know that we believe, Father God, that you're going to really bless her and lift her up, Father God. Give her desires of her heart, Father God. Father God, and her daughter, Father God. We pray for her daughter as well, Father God. We know that, Father God, that her daughter will be also be getting on the line real soon and by listening to her mother as her mother, you know, gets on the line as well. But, God, we just thank you for her family members. We ask, Lord, that you bless them and keep them, Father God. If there's any sickness among them, God, we pray that you will heal their body and deliver them, Father God, and make them whole, Father God, because that's what it's all about, being whole, Father God. So we pray that you will make them whole, Father God, that you would give them the desires of their heart, Father God, and whether they were standing in need of God, we pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will bless them and keep them, Father God. Give them desires of their heart. Give them everything they need, Father God. Bless their children and their children's children, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, because you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, God, and you truly are the end, God. And we love you today, God. We love you, God. We love you, Father God. We love you for allowing us to be on the line every Monday on Straight to the Point, God. We love you for that, God. Even during the bad weather time, Father God, you still allow us to get on the line, Father God. You make a way out of nowhere for us, God. And that's what you did tonight for Sister Sarah. You made a way out of nowhere. She was having bad weather and where she is, God, but she stayed stand fast, God, and we thank you for allowing her to stand fast, to be able to get on the line, Father God, without any interruptions, God. We thank you for her tonight, God, and we ask that you continue to bless her and keep her, God. Give her the desires of her heart, God. Oh, God, teach her. Show her the way, God. Teach her. Direct her, Father God. Order her footsteps, God. She's leaning and depending on you, God. Give her everything that she desires. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Amen, Brother Henry. Amen. We praise God for Sister Sarah. We thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to us straight to the point right now, that's Elder Samuel Henry with us on the network. Thank you so much. Back to you, Brother Elder, for close out. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank everyone once again for joining me tonight. For ones that's not able to get on the line, I pray that you will go back and listen to this message tonight, because we talk about waiting on the Lord, and you know that he will give you strength if you just wait on him. So yeah. we just everyone will get on the line. We'll get back on the line and listen tonight. You can always call Elder Vaughn, if you have any questions, any answers, or need anything that we can do for you, get in touch with him, and he will surely get in touch with us. We want to thank Dr. Henderson tonight. Oh, God, we want to thank Dr. Henderson tonight for allowing us to be on the line. We ask, Lord, that you would bless her and her family tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we want to thank you for my wife tonight, God. We ask that you continue to heal her body. to lift her up where she's weak and build up her love where she's torn down, Father God. Father God, just continue to bless her because she's getting stronger and stronger every day, God. And we thank you for the strength that you're giving her, God. You're making giving her wholeness, oh, Father God. I'm just so happy and delighted about that, Father God. And I ask that, Lord, that you would bless me tonight, God, that you give me strength, Lord, that you allow me to keep on delivering your word, Father God, in season and out of season, Father God. I pray, Father God, that I will continue to be obedient to you, Father God, and not listen to man, but listen to what you are saying, Father God. I thank you for your word, Lord. I love your word. And as I said earlier, I love the Lord. There's no question about that because you have done so much for me. You have blessed me and my family in all our struggles and in all our disagreements and all our, even the good and the bad. You were right there, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much, God. And but before I hang up, I want to just talk about these two books that my wife had. They're called the Alpha and Omega ABC books. And she has an ABC book, Alpha and Omega ABC book, and ABC and Covenant book. The books are published. They're published by Zulon. She's the author. She did the my son Bobby Basharoff. He's the one that did the artwork in it, and the book is really a delightful book. It's a great book. It has all the from A to Z, and every alphabet has a scripture to follow. The books of the ABC books are $15, and the covenant books are $12, I believe. It'd be that's the price. $12. It might seem like it's a little steep, but the book is really worth every penny of it because you can use it all the time. If you use the right crown, you can even you can also color book. Let me remind you that if you use the right crown, you can also erase it and go back and color again. So we have one for the parents, and we have one for the parents' book is already colored, but you can also let your child color as you read each and every A, B, C, D, F, G, all the way through F. I'm all the way through Z. God is good. God is so worthy to be praised. And Z is for giant. You know, that's where we're trying to get to giant. You know, trying to get to that great mighty place in heaven. That's what we're working towards as our goal. That's our final resting place. That we, like I said in the word tonight, we just keep our strength, and then Father Jesus and wait on Him, that we will get there, you know, in good fashion. We thank the Lord tonight. Remember this book, and oh, you can also email her, Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com. That's Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com. You can email her, and you can talk to her about the book, and she will give you her Cash App, and we can get the books out to you. As soon as you order them, we will get the books out to you. We'll do it that promptly. We'll be that prompt. We'll get it. I'll take it down to the post office, drop it in the post office, and you'll get the book. But if it's one or 20, we'll get you the book. So we want to thank you once again. That's Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com. iCloud.com. That's the Alpha and Omega Betts, Coloring and ABC book. I want to say God bless everyone tonight. Thank you for listening, and heaven smile upon you. Good night.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been another powerful time with the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, Elder Hembrick with us tonight on Straight to the Point. We thank you so much for being with us. I want you guys to continue to share this out. The number, 347-843-4559, puts you here every Monday evening. Lord willing, we'll be back next Monday in Jesus' mighty name. So thank you so much for being with us on Straight to the Point. Yes, yes, yes. We praise God for you. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with a wonderful song by Brother Hembrick's favorite, I should say, group there, Hillsong Worship. We're going to leave you with "You Are My Strength," ladies and gentlemen, because he is our strength each and every day. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, remember to always, always out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Take care. Have a great rest of the evening and have an awesome rest of the week. Get some things done. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point.